Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Chafei Chulin 25. And the last series of Mishnayos that we've been looking at in our tractate, we've been talking about basically comparing two different things, and we're saying that one law that applies to one place, the opposite is in another place. So this context, our Mishnah also continues with a similar law by comparing bitter almonds to sweet almonds. But first, a little introduction to that is that according to the Mishnah in Maizros chapter 1, we learn that the obligation to tithe a fruit doesn't apply until the fruit has reached its mature stage. And so there, the Mishnah there explains what the mature stage is for different fruits, and that's called the onos hamaisros. And so this stage is different based upon the nature of the fruit that's being tithed. And so, for example, when it comes to sweet almonds, there the proper measurement is shiyas and megura, meaning to say when it separates, when the almond itself separates from the outer shell, and then it's able to be eaten, like something that's being placed, so to speak, in a storage bin. So our Mishnah talks about there are the two different almonds that were found in the context of the Mishnah. There was one almond which, as it grew more mature, became sweeter, and the other almond which was as it grew more mature became more bitter. So one of these types of almonds, the ideal time to eat it was when it was more mature, because then it was sweeter, whereas the other almond was the ideal time to eat it was when it was younger, because as it grew more mature it became more and more bitter, and then it was no longer able to be eaten. So our Mishnah tells us hachayev b'shkedim hamarim, that means to say the period where the bitter almonds are going to be obligated to be tithed, which means, so to speak, by the bitter almonds when they are still very young and they have not yet become bitter, and that's where the point where they're able to be eaten, that is patur b'metukim. That is exactly the time where the sweet almonds, which are only edible once they really sweeten as they get older, that is exactly the time where the sweet almonds are exempt from being tithed, because the normal manner to eat them is not when they are at this very, very young tender age. So too, the opposite is also true. Ha-chayav b'metukim, the obligation to tithe the sweet almonds, meaning to say only when they grow older and their fruit is fully developed, that is indeed the patur b'marim. That is going to be the time where the bitter almonds are exempt from being tithed, because when they are older, they're no longer capable of being eaten because they're too bitter, and so therefore they're not going to be obligated to be tithed. This is the law of the bitter almonds and the sweet almonds as it relates to the time where they should be tithed. But of course, today we're really not tithing properly because we're not able to do it, and so therefore this law is still relevant with respect to a bracha that we make on them. And so the idea is that before we eat everything, we're supposed to make a blessing. And indeed, Rabbeinu Yonah writes explicitly to Brachos 25b that almonds, that a person wants to eat them while they're still soft, with their shell upon them, you don't make the blessing of Borei Pri HaEtz, because they're too young and they're not typically eaten at that stage, but you do make the blessing of Shahakol, because the reason why you make a blessing of Shahakol, which is a more generic blessing, is because since they're not planted by people with the intent to be eaten when they're at that stage, their intent of the planting is to be eating them at a later stage when they are their fruit, when you're eating the almond at its proper time, when it's ripe. And so therefore, and if a person eats them when they're too immature, you don't make the blessing of an age which is the blessing that would be made on a mature almond, but rather the blessing that's made on them is the blessing of Shahakol. However, says the students of Rabbeinu Yonah, when the almonds are bitter, and when they are bitter almonds, and they're planted with the intent to eat them while they're still in their shell, then according to the Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, the Gaonic source, he writes that indeed you would make on these bitter almonds the Borei Pri HaEtz even when they are in their young age. And later on, when they ripen, according to Bahag, he says you don't make a any blessing upon them at all, because then they are bitter. And even the shahakal, which we would make on the sweet almonds when they are in their young stage, these we wouldn't make on the bitter almonds when they are too old, because they are so bitter that it's going to be a mazik, it's going to be destructive. And since they're so bitter and they're destructive, we don't make any blessing on them at all. But, says the Bahag, if we would sweeten them by cooking them or in some other manner, then indeed, says the Bahag, we would make upon them the blessing of Borei Pri HaEtz, which is what we would do if we take other things that we sweeten, or if something else like becomes sweet from its initial stage. And even though that, says the Bahag, that by the sweet almonds we don't make a blessing on them of Ha'etz when they are young, we only make a blessing of Shahakol, that's because they're not planted with the intent to eat them with their shell. But in this case, since the bitter almonds would be we would make a blessing of them of Borei Pri HaEtz when they are in their younger age, because at that point they are capable of being eaten more than when they are getting older. So therefore, we will make a Borei Pri HaEtz at that point. But once they get to the older stage, then they're so bitter we wouldn't make any blessing at all. And indeed, that is the Shulchan Aruch follows this ruling of the Bahag. Even though there are other commentaries who argue with the Bahag, Shulchan Aruch follows this guidelines of the Bahag. And indeed, that is also how the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Berurah rule. So if the almond is so bitter that it's destructive, there's no blessing. But if it is a young almond, which is eaten before the stage where it's typically eaten, then we wouldn't make the Borei Pri HaEtz on it, but we would still make the Shahakol Neyeh Bidvaro.